Karen Ashley, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Ay, 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 ay.
This is Karen Ashley, and you're listening to From the Command Center.
It's From the Command Center. Hi, Scotty.
How are you?
Yes, I am TF2 and Mike. He is Scotty Cash. We are doing well. And this is a very late, belated birthday present for you. We're about to talk to your favorite female Power Ranger ever.
Karen Ashley?
Yes.
Oh, you're so great. You're so good. You're so good to me, Mike.
Okay, don't go creepy, dude.
I'm not going creepy. I'm just saying. No, I was a fan of Aisha way back in the day, and you know, now she's kind of showing herself back in the public eye with her new show, Grown Up. So this is going to be an awesome interview.
Yes, and that will be right now.
Time to boogie with the bear.
Hello and welcome to yet another interview here on From the Command Center. I am one of your hosts, TFGO and Mike from the Geekcast Radio Network. Joining me is Scotty Cash from the Pop Culture Network. You are back, sir. Hello.
I am back, and I'm back for a good reason.
Yes, exactly.
You pulled me off the shelf and dusted me off for a special interview.
Yes, that's right. Joining us on From the Command Center is the one, the only, Karen Ashley. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for responding to the message.
I know. People are always shocked. They're like, is this really you? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you actually are doing this.
Facebook,
my pleasure.
Yeah, Facebook is a great way. I mean, if you present yourself in a professional manner and say, hey, we have this. We would like to talk to you for this. It's a great, easy, fast way to get in touch with people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, sometimes, you know, people are busy and, you know, we understand that. Before we really get into the questions here, would you like to tell us about any upcoming projects you've got going on?
Sure. Absolutely. I have a new project called Grown Ups. If you're on Facebook, I'm sure you have seen or heard of it because I've been all over Facebook and people have really embraced it. It's a wonderful new sitcom that I actually co-created, and basically it's a fun show about three individuals who find themselves at a crossroad in their life, where I find me and mostly all my friends are at, where you kind of go, okay, how did life pass me by and where am I? Like, what am I doing? And you find yourself where you kind of just you kind of settled a little bit on some things. And so these three individuals decide that they are going to take a chance and follow a longtime dream that they have of opening up a nightclub. And the story unfolds, and they've got a million other creative characters around them. And it's just a really fun, you know, sitcom. You know, everyone loves sitcoms. And, you know, if you want to hear more about it, we've got a fan page. It's called Grown Ups on Facebook. And then we're also doing a fundraiser for it as well. So it's just really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll be shooting next month, but we'll also be doing some other things as well. We hope to be shooting the pilot and then the actual show next year. So keep your fingers crossed.
So after you shoot the pilot, do you have someone to go around and shop the pilot to the different networks?
We do. We've got a great team around us, a great team of producers. We got an agent that we're securing. We've got a great lawyer. So So yeah, so I mean, it's definitely a walk out on faith. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, where I have kind of gone from being just an actress to actually producing, and now I've co-created the show. And so yeah, that's the plan. The plan is to get it to all the different networks and try to find it a home, you know. Awesome. And we're hoping, yeah, we're hoping that we can do that. So the Facebook thing has been such a great thing, because I know of other shows that have kind of gotten deals, and their deals, you know, it was really cool for them in the negotiation process to go, you know, we've got already this many followers and no one has even seen an episode. So that's kind of our thing right now, is we're really trying to build that fan base. We're raising the money to actually shoot the sizzle reel, which is very expensive to do. But we've got most of our funding in place. So we're just kind of we're in the finish line at this point, trying to get it all together.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So where did you grow up, and did you always want to get into acting?
I grew up in, I was born in Odessa, Texas, and I grew up in Dallas, Texas. And I think from the moment I could say something, I did. I don't know that I wanted to be an actor, but I just knew that I wanted to be on a stage, whether it be singing, dancing, acting, talking. I mean, it was like, I just liked performing. And I always say I kind of got hit with the acting bug. I auditioned for a movie, didn't get the part, but it was like at that moment, I was like, wow, I really want to do this. And so I knew early on that that's kind of what I wanted to do. I knew.
Now, according to IMDb, your first role, and, you know, it's IMDb, take it with a grain of salt. Your first role was Monica Carson on Hanging with Mr. Cooper. What was that like, working on that show?
That was amazing. That actually wasn't my first role. I did that when I was on Power Rangers. It was an amazing show, because at the time, Hanging with Mr. Cooper was huge.
Yep.
On ABC. And I auditioned for the part. And I just remember, like, auditioning for, you know, you go and these, like, producers, you walk in, you audition for the casting director, and then they have a callback. And then you walk in, and there's, like, 10 people sitting there watching you. And it was like, you know. And I got the part, and that cast was amazing. I mean, it was like everyone was funny in their own way. But it was a very family-oriented atmosphere. Like, everybody gave each other a hug before we would tape, you know, because it's like you kind of go in and you work for a week trying to fine tune the script and trying to fine tune all the jokes and all the moments. And I just remember right before the show, I was so nervous because I'd never really shot anything in front of a live audience. And Mark Curry came up to me, gave me a huge hug and was like, have a good show. And then next thing I know, everyone in the cast was like, have a good show, have a good show. And I just was like, wow. And there it was. We did the show, and, you know, you go out at the end of the episode and take a bow, and the audience, you know, they laugh at the jokes. They, you know, it's so weird doing it in front of a live audience. It was the best thing.
So this was while you were on Power Rangers, though.
It was. I actually got the part. We had a break, and I went on an audition and got the part, and I shot it on one of our breaks. And yeah, it was while at Power Rangers. My first roles were like, I did a little small part on Walker, Texas Ranger. And then I had like a couple commercials. Yeah. They shot in Dallas. I did a couple commercials in Dallas. So those are like my first parts, but my big break was Power Rangers. Like that was the big, like, leading role. You've got lines in every episode kind of part, you know,
just from hearing what, you know, you've just talked about. It seems kind of like, I won't say mainstream, but everything you've done has been pretty big, because Texas, our Ranger Texas Walker was, you know, always big. Hang with Mr. Cooper was big. And then obviously, you know, the Power Rangers. So
nothing gets bigger than that.
Yeah, I guess you've been blessed in, you know, what you've done.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. I've been so blessed. And I'm so blessed because a lot of the shows I did after Power Rangers, they've all went into syndication. So it's kind of nice to get that little surprise residual check after doing something 50 million years ago. But yeah, I've had some great opportunities, and I've had some great experiences in my career.
Even being on Kenan and Kel?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I loved being on that show. That show was those guys were so freaking talented. Like, that was the first time I had been on a show, and, like, every take they would do would be different. Like, they would just, like, I'd never seen comedy. I'd seen, obviously, comedians be funny, but they were always older people, you know? So these guys are so, like, they were, like, my age. We're all, like, super young, and they were so funny, and they were cool guys. I'm still really good friends with Kel and Keenan, but mainly Kel. We've done like a couple of charity events together, and he's a really cool guy. But yeah, I mean, it's like I've been lucky. I have gotten on a lot of the really good shows.
Yep.
I never thought about it that way.
What was it like to work with Steve Harvey?
Oh my gosh, Steve Harvey is like the funniest man ever, just because he's like the way he is on TV, how he's kind of grouchy. He's kind of like that in person too. Not in a mean way, but that's just his MO. Like, he's just, you know, this guy that's like been in the business probably longer than anyone and has like done, like, he's like what I when I was on that show working with him and Cedric the Entertainer, I realized what a true seasoned comedian. Like, these are guys that have probably done thousands of shows prior to them ever even getting a TV show. And they just know how to do it. You know, they know how to turn it on. They know how to, you know, make it funny. You know, it was amazing. I was in awe actually when I was on that show, because that was it was a totally different atmosphere from hanging with Mr. Cooper, but it was like, that show was a well-oiled machine. Like, everyone knew their part. Everyone knew what kind of jokes they told. Everyone knew kind of their role, and it worked. And I actually got I came on a couple of different episodes, so I was excited to keep coming back. And they were really nice people.
I don't know if you know this, but and I'll have to find the link. When Steve was doing his Family Feud stint, there was a question. I don't remember. I'm gonna have to find the YouTube video about it, but it's so hilarious. There's a question about somebody, one of the survey questions was smoking something, and somebody said some sort of drug paraphernalia thing, and Steve just goes completely blank face, like he didn't know what, like he couldn't pick up after the contestant answered.
It's so funny. Yeah, you know what's funny is that he reacts very honestly. Like, oh, yeah. He really, like, if he thinks something's funny, he laughs. If he doesn't, he doesn't. It's like he reacts very honestly. And I remember when I was on that show, I can imagine him going blank face because he's just like an honest kind of person. But going on that show, I played a really dumb girl. Like, I was kind of dumb and just dumb. Like, she wasn't naive. She was just dumb. And I remember I'd had to give him, like, there was a part where I looked at him and I had to, you know, be dumb. And so I gave him this really blank and just like odd stare, and he started laughing. And I was like, oh my God, I made Steve Harvey laugh. But what was so funny is he really thought I was dumb. And it wasn't until like he was just like he said he could see I forget the saying where you can just see, like, I look through him and he's like, oh my God, there's nothing behind those eyes. Like, there's just brain, right? So then I remember the day that we were taping, we were all in the makeup room together and they're getting everybody ready. And someone had asked me something and I answered them. And you know, he looked and he was like, how old are you? Because he was like, I thought you were dumb. Like, he was like, I guess my acting was too good because he really thought I was stupid. And wow. So I was like, no, I'm actually, you know, I actually have some intelligence here. And he started laughing. So I always was proud of the fact that I made him laugh, and I think that's why they brought me back, because of that one moment I kept making him laugh and we kept having to redo it because he kept laughing during the take.
Awesome. So switching over to the Power Rangers stuff, take it away, Scotty.
All right, so obviously that's why we're here. I mean, we obviously want to know about your past, but how did you, I mean, did you want to be a Power Ranger, or was this like something that was just, you know, showed its face, so you went up and auditioned for it?
Honestly,
you know what I mean? Was it something? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I didn't know anything about the show. And when I say this, like at conventions and stuff, it's almost like some of the fans are like, what? Like, they can't.
How dare you?
Right. It was the craziest thing because I wanted to be an actress, obviously, and I was pursuing it. And I had made the decision that I wanted to move to L.A. And a friend of mine, my friend Felicia, she called me. We're still very good friends to this day. She called me and she was like, there's this audition and you have to go to it. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, I saw it in the newspaper and it's for a young, you know, young person like yourself. And you got to either be a dancer, a dancer, a gymnast, or a martial artist. And I think you'll be perfect for it. It's this show, Power Rangers. It's huge. And I was like, Power Rangers, what is that? And she goes, you don't know Power Rangers? You don't even know what that is. Like, she's like giving me crap about it. And she goes, just go. And I was like, okay. And I mean, I really wanted to be an actor. So I was like, heck yeah, I'm going. I show up and there's like thousands of people there. And I'm like, what the heck? And I just remember thinking, like, if this is acting, I don't know that I ever want to do this. Like, I'm going to be here for hours. Like, but you know, I wanted it. So I stayed. And 4 days later, I was living in LA and I was a Power Ranger. And I have to be honest with you, I had a, we went in, we auditioned, we had like literally 30 seconds to impress the casting agent. And she told me, I need you to dance. And I was like, okay. And so I had like a CD and she was like, we don't have a CD player. And I'm like, what? So I had to like bust a move, like freestyle right there with no music. And then she's like, can you come back in a few hours? And I was like, absolutely. Well, in that time, from when I first auditioned to when I came back, I went home and Power Rangers was on and I sat and watched an episode. Because I was like, how am I auditioning for something I don't know about? And I don't think I really grasped how big it was until, you know, we were on the show. And it was just like, whoa, like, I struck gold here.
So pretty much what you're telling us is you got the role Aisha because you could cut a rug.
Exactly.
That's what you're telling.
Yeah, you should ask Steve and Johnny. They were in, like, when we auditioned, I auditioned, and then they auditioned. Like, we all went in and did our – we had, like, you know, got to do our performance. We had to read a script, and then we had to audition. And then at the second – like, the second round of it, the producers started pairing us up, and they paired me up with Steve and Johnny. And we went in. We were the first group to go in, and they got to sit and watch my audition. And, I mean – I danced, like I let it all out. And I, you know, they were like, what the heck? Cause I was smart enough to get a friend of mine who knew karate and have him come over. And he showed me how to do a few kicks and he showed me how to do a few punches. But the biggest thing that the producers wanted to know was, could you do choreography? You know, and all of our fights were choreographed. Right. So they wanted to know how quick you could learn it. So obviously my dancing, it was very athletic. And then me putting in a kick or two, and then I remember I ended it with like this karate pose. And it was like, that was it, you know. Shuki Levy told me the minute I walked in and I smiled, he goes, you had the part the minute you walked in and smiled. He goes, but then when you did the karate moves and your dance, it was like, forget it. She can do it.
Yeah, I've talked to Johnny one other time so far. We are planning on getting him on the show as well. But yeah, Johnny's has some great stories.
Yeah. I was told that Johnny was like actually looked forward to becoming a Power Ranger. Like he wanted to become a Power Ranger. Do you know if that's true?
You know, or not? I don't know if he looked forward to it, but I know that him and Steve were martial artists. So obviously they were much more familiar with the show, and right. Johnny and I were very close, and Johnny really wanted to be a martial artist and wanted to be famous, like a famous actor. Like he, back then, I remember he introduced me to Jackie Chan. Like he used to make me watch Jackie Chan movies, and I was like, what is this? So I know that they were definitely much more familiar. So that could very well be true. But yeah, they definitely were fans of the show and, you know, I mean, but, you know, it was a martial arts show. So it was like martial artists really appreciated seeing, you know, I mean, they really appreciated the fight scene. So those guys, they loved it. They loved doing the fight scenes. They were so good at it, too.
Now, we all know that majority of Power Rangers, it is stunt people. But did you guys ever get to do your own stunts? Were you ever actually in the suits?
Well, no, not in the suits. Just because when we first got on, I don't know if you guys remember VR Troopers.
Yeah.
Right when we got on, one of the guys on VR Troopers broke his leg. So they were like, X-nay on X-nay. Like, you guys, like, they're not going to, they couldn't run the risk of any of us getting so hurt that we couldn't work. So then, you know, but the guys, they got to do a lot of, they got to do a lot of their stunts. And like Johnny, Steve, you know, Jason, and especially David, they were all, they knew how to turn flips and they knew how to, you know, they were gymnasts as well. So they were able to do a lot of the flips and stuff. But when we first started the show, we would always do a civilian fight. Like they wanted us to fight as ourselves. And I think that was like the most popular part. And it wasn't until that guy got hurt that we kind of had to, we kind of backed off the civilian fights. And then we started getting a lot of flack from parents because they said we were teaching kids to be violent. So then that's kind of when they really started to push us away from seeing us fight as individuals, because I guess they felt like kids couldn't distinguish the fact that we were fighting monsters. We weren't fighting other kids, you know? And we had to start doing all these PSAs. And then we, you know, as luck would have it, we just got behind, you know, shooting the movie. We got totally behind in our shooting schedule. So it ended up that the stunt team had to do a lot more of the fights just because we didn't have time to shoot. We didn't have time to catch up to our shooting schedule.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like a domino effect. And we eventually didn't get to do any civilian fights, and that kind of sucked.
I see. I see. We've asked a couple people this. Was there a main joker on the set? You know,
absolutely, Jason David Frank. He's like
joker. And that's what they all say.
Like he is a nut. Like he's the guy who, like, on the 12th hour, you're about to fall asleep, and will like wake you up because you know he's done something to someone. You know. He definitely is the class clown of all of us, for sure. No doubt.
So what would you say is your favorite episode on you know, any of the episodes that you were in?
My favorite episode was the Wild Wild West episodes. Just because we had so much fun. Like, it was like Johnny and I could not stop laughing. Like we talked in that country accent for like 2 weeks. Like, we could not stop laughing, and we were cracking up, and we were just acting so silly. I have such fond memories of shooting that. It was like so much fun being, you know, like being a period piece and all that good stuff.
All right. So now tell us what the worst episode was. I'm sure you had a good time at all the episodes.
Right.
I'm sure there's one where you're like, I'm glad this is over.
I wouldn't say it was the worst episode, but I was so glad it was over. It was our very first episode because we had to do a triathlon, and they literally, we had to bike, we had to swim, and we had to run, right? But they didn't take into the equation that I'm a black girl, and I, you know, you can't dunk me in water and then, you know, cut to me being, you know, normal. So it was like, they were so pissed off because my hair was like, they had to blow dry my hair, and it took like 2 hours to get my hair straight again. Like, they were so pissed. And I was like, what you think? Like, it's not going to just be dry. Like, I kept telling them, I was like, if I go underwater, you're going to regret it. My hair will be curly.
You needed a stunt swimmer.
Yes. And then the funny thing on that episode, like, we were in a triathlon. I had a snake in my lap. It was like we did the whole like karate, like we won that, like I believe there was like an Angel Grove competition.
Yep.
So I mean, it was a lot of like physicality. So for the first episode, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad it's over.
Wasn't that, I think that was season two, right? The beginning of season two?
Yeah, that's when they introduced us. Like they met us at the juice bar, and we were this, you know, we won this competition.
I gotta be honest. When you guys first showed up, I hated your guys' guts because I knew what was going to happen. I was like, I wish they would just leave.
I know. Everyone did. And we're so lucky that everyone turned around really quickly.
Yeah, it was fine after a while. I took to you guys.
Thank you.
How did you feel about Aisha's, just how her storyline ended? Because I know Scotty didn't particularly care for it. But how did you feel about the way that Aisha's story wrapped up?
I absolutely hated it because I had had a meeting.
Had a girl?
Sure. Huh?
I said, had a girl?
I'm not going to lie. I'll tell you the truth. Really? I had a meeting with the producers, and I had gotten off the I had asked to be taken off the show. And they promised me that I would have, you know, 10 episodes. and the 10 episodes would slowly write Aisha out, and it would make sense. It would be, you know. And so then we had this break. I went into Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I come back, and that was my last day. So I absolutely hated it because they lied.
Yeah, and I think I'm almost positive that I think I said that to you, Mike, that yeah. it was kind of fishy how she left, because they did the whole kid thing, but uh-huh. before that the couple episodes before they got our younger or whatever, it was kind of like your parts were very limited and they only showed you like very small speaking parts, like it was almost like pre-recorded, you know, from something else.
Yeah, no, I agree. It was so weird, and it was so like just kind of a horrible thing. But you know, it's Hollywood, and you know, I think at that time it just had things had kind of slowly but surely started to get kind of tough on the show. It wasn't always the happy-go-lucky experience on the show, you know. Yeah. So
now on the flip side of that. Yeah. Over the years, they've had different anniversary episodes. Mm-hmm. Would you, if they ever asked you, would you want to resurrect Aisha for maybe an appearance on one of the anniversary shows?
Absolutely. I mean, I was asked to do one, but the show has always stayed non-union, and I'm union. And so when they asked me to do one, I was like, well, I'm SAG. And then that was the end of the conversation. They didn't want to pay me, you know, because you have to pay a SAG actor a certain rate. So, right. And, you know, it just, but yeah, absolutely. I've always said that I would do, you know, I would like to do that. And I would even do a reunion show if the rest of the cast would do it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. We need to put that together, Mike.
I know. Yeah,
we need to get on that.
We need to start, we need to start collecting pennies and stuff so we could pay her salary.
No, it wouldn't even. It's not even about that. Those men, they've made so many millions. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars. They should pay us. That's a different interview.
Exactly. They got to subscribe for that.
Right.
did you guys get to interact at all with your kid forms, if you will, like when they shrunk you guys down or whatever?
Oh my gosh, yes, it's so funny, but I am very good friends with the girl who played me.
Minnie Aisha?
Yeah, Cicely. She actually went on to do one-on-one, and it was the most hilarious thing because I was on one-on-one, and she played me as a kid on 101, I mean on Power Rangers, and then when I was on one-on-one, we were high school students together, and her mom were like, what the heck? Do you ever age? Now you're playing the same age as her. And we like laughed, and we're really good friends. And it was just the funniest thing for the person who played me as a child. Now I'm acting alongside her, and we supposedly are in high school together. But yeah, I did. We got to know them really well. And she was such a sweet girl. Her and her mom brought me flowers one day, and all the kids were really great.
That's good. Yeah, it was kind of, I was just kind of disappointed how they did it. And even her story where, like, you know, she just appeared in, like, you know, the jungle or whatever. And she's just like, and now I have to leave. I don't even know you, but now you're the new Yellow Ranger.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, whoa, what? What just happened?
Yeah. It was tough. It was tough. And I'm really good friends with Nakia. And I never thought about it that way. But Nakia once told me, she goes, you know, my character, I don't think they ever developed my character as well as Aisha was, but it was tough because you left and then they kind of just threw whatever was left at me. And I was like, oh my gosh, but I never saw it that way. And she said, you know, and it was hard for me to, you know, get kids because they really liked you. And it was hard for me to turn them around, but luckily she was able to. And
oh yeah, she was able to, but I think it was because of the way that, well, right. Well, because the way it transitioned out of Mighty Morphin into Zeo.
Exactly. It was totally the way that they wrote it and the way that they set it up. It was like, I mean, gosh, it was like they could have come up with something better. But, you know, Saban's been notorious for that. They kind of just saw how we didn't even know we were replacing people when we first got the roles. We thought that they were, I thought they were doing a whole new cast, or maybe they were introducing new Rangers. I didn't realize we were replacing people that they just like cut out as well, you know?
And see, that's why I like now, after I think it was after the Lost Galaxy season, they just started using, well, it actually after Power Rangers in Space, because Lost Galaxy was a completely new cast.
Right.
Starting from Lost Galaxy up until now, where we're at Samurai, mm-hmm. each year it's been a new cast. Instead of having all this character development of the previous year's cast, and then, oh crap, here we go, let's replace them. Instead of, you know, taking away all of that, they just write one season stories for each cast each year.
Right.
I think that's a lot better.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of people, they don't like it because it's hard for them to identify with it, but you're right. I mean, it's almost like, you know, it's going to happen. So,
well, I mean, you know, if a certain season tells a complete story, mm-hmm. and again, I got to go back to Jason and the character of Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy came back for Dino Thunder.
Yeah.
And it continued the character of Tommy Oliver, and it made him, well, according to Johnny Young Bosch's character, Adam, on one of the episodes, Adam says, I still can't believe he became a doctor. But it's one of those things where you take a character and you bring him back for a season. You tell an adult story, because at that point, obviously, Jason was an adult.
Right.
You tell Tommy's adult life story, mm-hmm. and that's fine if you do that. But if you do it the way that they did it in, you know, in the early 90s of, okay, you know, these actors, you know, can't be on the show anymore because of whatever reasons there is, whether it's contracts, whether it's personal reasons, whatever, let's replace, you know, I think it's much better now where they tell one story each season.
Right. Okay. Very cool. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's definitely, I think it definitely is easier that way than just like, you know, some of the characters who've just gotten, it's just all of a sudden, like, where are they? You know,
it starts and ends
and that's it, you know?
Yeah. And it doesn't pigeonhole them into, oh, hey, we have to do all this character development and then let's just take it away.
Yeah.
So, did you have any favorite bad guys? You know, like the monsters that you guys were fighting, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely did. I always loved the putties. Like, I always feel like the putties didn't get no justice because they weren't really monsters. They were just kind of like, but I loved how we could punch them, you know, right in that little symbol and they would, like, you know, evaporate or whatever. But I loved Ivan News. I loved Rita and Zed. I thought that their characters really took on, like, comical parts almost, you know? They were very entertaining to watch. I think those were the main ones that I liked. Every episode we'd get a new monster, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But I really liked Rita, Zed, Ivan Ooze. And I just absolutely love the putties. Like, I hate that, you know, at one point we came back and they were just gone.
I actually pointed out when it switched from Rita to Zed and Zed brought in the Z putties with the little Z on the chest.
Yeah.
I actually brought up the fact, and Scotty knows this because we did it in an earlier episode, one of my gripes about the Z putties is that you could just punch them in the arm, they could fall backwards, they could land on the Z, but they don't disappear.
Right. I know, it was almost like sometimes they would disappear and sometimes they wouldn't.
Yeah, Mike hates weird things sometimes for no good reason, but that's why we love him.
Right. Well, that's Power Rangers is a good show. You can really, like, analyze it and find all kinds of things.
The funniest thing is that we actually talked to Barbara and Robert.
Yeah.
Who voiced Zed and Rita. And
great people.
I think the number one misconception about Barbara and Robert for most fans is that they're not involved with each other. They're married to completely different people, but because they always do appearances and stuff together, people have to imagine, well, they must be either dating or married to each other or whatever, and they're completely not. They have completely separate lives, but because of who their characters are...
Right, they're kind of a package deal.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, it's funny. Like, they're so immensely talented, like, we get to see each other obviously a lot more often now that we do a lot of conventions together, and such lovely, lovely people. So talented. I love
How has your convention experience been?
It's actually been wonderful because I feel like when you're in the midst of a show like Power Rangers and we had such a demanding shooting schedule, and it was a lot of work. I mean, it was so much work that you don't really get to always appreciate the moment, you know, or even realize, like, I didn't realize how big that was until after the fact, you know. And then so meeting people now as adults, and they're like, you know, you the show changed my life, you're my hero, you know. I mean, we've heard so many wonderful stories. It's like, I'm so blessed and so honored to have been a part of something that has touched so many people. And when you touch someone as a child, it's a different kind of nostalgia. It's like, it really is genuinely, it was something that was so positive to so many people that I don't know that I would have gotten that if I wouldn't have done conventions. Because, you know, we meet hundreds and thousands of people, and it's just like every story is so different. And you just go, wow, I did that? Like, really? Like, I mean, it's so beyond you. Like, I think the show was larger than life. And I always tell people all the time, I could do a million other things, but I don't know that I'll ever do anything as meaningful to so many as Power Rangers. And I'm okay with that. I love the fact that that show meant so much. And
it seems like that's what we get a lot from. Well, I mean, not just, you know, Power Rangers, but a lot of people that they just don't understand how much it meant to so many different people. But absolutely, it did.
It did. And it's like, I mean, really, it's like, here I am sitting doing an interview with you guys. And I mean, the show, I was on the show, I mean, a zillion years ago, you know?
That's a long time ago.
Huh?
A zillion years, that's a long time ago.
I know, well, maybe not a zillion. But it feels like, I mean, it's been so many years. And it's so relevant. It's still so relevant to so many people. And I don't know that there's that many actors who can say that about some of the things that they've done. So for me, I find it as such a blessing. Like, I can't believe how impactful it was. And it's just one of those things that I think, you know, it's like a hidden treasure, you know?
Well, one of the things, one of the reasons, because I actually brought the, like, from the Command Center is actually Scotty's video series that he actually reviews Power Rangers toys because he collects the toys.
Yeah.
I brought an idea to him. I said, hey, why don't we transition this into a podcast and we can review each television series? And when we started out talking, you know, when we started out Mighty Morphin Season 1 with the original cast, and then obviously Jason came in, mm-hmm. and everything else, it was like I was instantly transported back to my 13-year-old self in 1993, and it's like, holy crap. You know, sure, there are certain things about Mighty Morphin overall and certain things about the Power Rangers franchise overall that can be nitpicked at, but in general, I still love it.
Right. No, and it's absolutely true. Like, it was so funny. We did a convention a couple months ago, and right, I think that week before, it was released on Netflix, and every single person, I mean, these are hundreds of people coming up to me like, oh my God, I just saw you on Netflix. Oh my God. Oh, and I mean, it's like people still sit and they will watch the episodes. And it's a funny thing because I never watched them because, I mean, it's like weird. I it's just weird for me to see myself. And then it's even weirder to hear my voice. And I got total issues. But like my nephews, they're 4 years old. They just turned 5. And they are the hugest Power Ranger fans. And I mean, they've watched every single episode. They know everything about the show. And so it's given me a different appreciation because it does mean a lot to a lot of people, you know?
So now you're not only are you Aunt Karen, you're also Aunt Aisha?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because one of them, when he was watching, you know, obviously he started watching it before he could talk really well. He talks fine now. But he used to call me Asha. And I was like, why does he call me Asha? And my, you know, my name is Karen Ashley, but my family calls me Ashley. And so I was like, well, he can't pronounce Ashley. But I realized he was getting Aisha and Ashley mixed together. So it became Asha.
That's awesome. I hope he calls you that forever.
Right. I know. Right. I don't want to. I was like, keep it Asha. It's like that's. And then the other one, he's the funniest thing because his name is Jonathan and he is absolutely obsessed with Rocky. And he's like, everything is Rocky. And he doesn't say the word, he doesn't say red, he says it's Rocky. I want the Rocky, you know, bag or whatever. And he always calls me and is like, his mom will be like, hey, do you want to talk to Ashley? And he goes, who, Ashley the Yellow Power Ranger? And she's like, yeah. And I mean, that's my name. It's not like, and he will say, Ashley the Yellow Power Ranger. Like, he'll say the whole thing. Like, it's not ever just Ashley. It's Ashley the Yellow Power Ranger.
Well, he just doesn't want to. He just doesn't want to get you confused with another Ashley, you know.
He's right, just, yeah. He's got everything in order, right? And so he'll call me and he'll be like, "Where are your friends?" And I'm like, "Like, well, I don't know." I'm like, "What do you mean, my friends?" He goes, "Your Power Ranger friends." And I'm like, "Oh, well, they're at home or they're, you know." And every time we talk, like I had said something about Jason Frank hurting his arm, you know. And we were all on, like, Jason Frank will send these mass text messages where we're all linked to it. So it's like 10 Power Rangers all linked and we're all like, hey, what's up? Hey. And it's like annoying, but great. And he had mentioned his arm was broken and we were like, oh my gosh, what happened? And he's like kind of telling us what happened. And he's like, I'm about to rip this cast off or whatever. I need to start training. And we were all laughing about it. And somehow I mentioned it in one of my conversations to my sister, and my nephew hears it. And he's like, to this day, I mean, he's like, how is Tommy's arm? Is Tommy's arm still broken? Like, I'm like, it's like, he knows the show better than I know the show. Like the other day I was talking to him on Skype and he was like, so, you know, when Ninjor came on and gave you the new power, and I'm like, what?
Who is that? Who are you talking about?
Right. And he's like 5 years old, but he lives in Texas. So he thinks in California, like I leave to go be Aisha. Like that's what he thinks. And I'm not going to mess with it. I'm going to let him continue to think that. Cause
that's right.
You know, yeah, I'm not going to ruin it.
So do you watch, have you watched any of the Power Rangers since then?
I watched it with them and it was so funny because some of the episodes, you know, you don't remember what you do every day. And I was like, I didn't, like some of them I didn't remember doing, but it was like it all would come back to me. Like I was like, oh my gosh, I remember this. Oh my gosh. And like all the memories of like the behind the scene memories started coming back. And it was very, it was actually pretty fun. I didn't have a problem watching it. I mean, you know, I enjoyed it with them because they got so excited. Like they get so excited in the middle of the show.
Do you watch any of the recent Power Rangers Samurai or Dino Thunder, or do you watch any of those, or if they're you scrolling by, do you stop and watch it for a second or anything like that?
I do, of course. If I see it on when I'm like flipping through the guide, I totally will look at it. I haven't watched any of the newer stuff, but I did watch Dino Thunder because I had a friend of mine, her kids were really into it, and they go, Tommy's back. And I was like, he's back? And they were like, yeah. And then friends of mine had told me that producers from Power Rangers told me that Jason David Frank was coming back. So I had to watch it. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so happy for him. yeah, so, I mean, I won't lie. I will definitely stop and look and go, oh, my gosh. Like, it's funny. I watched a little snippet of Samurai, and they were already in the suits. And I was like, man, this stuff has not changed. It's so hilarious.
So when Tommy was going back on Power Rangers, did you send him a text and tell him to grow up and get over it?
No, I was happy for him. I was happy for him.
You should have told him stop trying to hang on to the past. Let it go.
I think they paid him really well, so he was that.
I'm
was
sure. I can't wait to talk to him. I'm excited to talk to him.
Yeah.
I've heard you'll nothing but that. Good about him.
Yeah, you'll love it. He's so animated. He's a really good interview.
Mike, what do you think? You got anything else?
What have you been doing since Power Rangers? I mean, I know we mentioned a couple of your other shows, but like I said before, it's like you kind of disappeared off the grid.
I did. I think I kind of just needed a break, yeah. You know, from the world of acting. I mean, it's a tough business. And at some point you kind of go, what the heck? Like, you know, and but the break was good for me because I got into writing. And I got into producing. And so, I mean, I've produced stuff for other friends of mine. And I've been able to really parlay my career into creating my own stuff. And the good thing about it is now a lot of that downtime, now you guys are kind of seeing or are starting to hear about it. I formed my own production company, Cash Pictures. And you'll start seeing more things in the next coming years. But it's been all a kind of a buildup. And you know, I came back to LA, I moved back to LA, and I'm hitting the ground running. So
that's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We would like to thank
fill up that IMDb page a little more.
Yeah, like I said to you on Facebook, I know it's mostly user generated, but it was kind of weird. But that's understandable. I mean, it's just like anybody else. Once once you get tired of something, you have to move on to something else.
Or if
you're doing so much that it burns you out, you have to stop for a while and do other things.
Yeah. It's definitely true, especially in this business, because you get more no's than you get yeses. So it's really one of those things where you go, I've tested for networks. I've been on so many auditions. I've had so many callbacks. And then you don't get the part and you're like, what the heck? You know? So it's like a roller coaster of emotions. And at one point I kind of just hit a wall and was like, I'm cool. You know, why am I taking the beating I'm taking, you know? And it's like, I've had a great run and let me just kind of take a break. And I literally said this to myself, I'm going to take a break. And if I really am passionate about it, I won't let it go. And I never did. I never let it go. And so finally I was like, I'm going, moving back to California and I'm really going to go balls of the wall and just go for it. And so that's what I've been doing, you know, and I tell people all the time, you got to fight in this industry. And if I can't give you anything, you got to fight for what you're passionate for. And, you know, Grown-Ups is a true example of that. I mean, we were fully funded and then we had to kind of get rid of an investor just because of, you know, it's a hard business to trust people. And then when you find out, you know, scrupulous things about people, you kind of have to move on and move quick. And yeah. We had to, you know, I had to really come to a place where I was like, okay, well, let's fundraise the money because everyone kept going, you just need to do it. You just need to do it. And I was like, I don't know. And so, but it dawned on me that I had already started to get so many people. They were so excited about it. The cast is amazing. I mean, I don't know if I mentioned this, but Elisa Reyes from All That is on it. Wesley Jonathan from City Guys, Roll Bounce, he's on it. Annalise Vanderpool from That's So Raven, she's on the show. And so I was like, you got to fight for it. Point blank period. If it's whatever job you're doing, there's going to come a time where you got to fight for it. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm in the midst of, I'm pulling out my Power Ranger moves. Uh-oh. I'm kicking some ass over here. So
awesome. Tell everybody what the name of the show is again and where they can go to find any information on it.
You can go to, if you want to check us out, we're on IndieGoGo, which is IndieGoGo .com/grownups, and that'll take you right to our fundraiser page. But also you can find us on Facebook. We are, you know, Facebook, and I think Grownups, there's the Grownups movie, which everyone keeps going, is it associated with that? It's a totally different thing. It's a TV show, and you'll see pictures of us. If you do a search, you'll see it. There's a fan page, and we would love your support, prayers, and whatever else you got. Shoot it our way. We need all the positive energy we can get.
Before we let you go, though, I gotta hear it. I just need to hear you say, it's time to boogie with the bear. If you could, just one time for me. One more time.
It's time to boogie with the bear.
All right.
I thought you were going to, want me to say, it's morphin' time.
No, you probably say it all the time.
Don't take both.
That's funny. We would like to thank Miss Ashley for taking the time to chat with us in this special From the Command Center interview. We'll ask you to hold the line, and Scotty and I will be back after this.
This is Karen Ashley, and you're listening to Pop Culture Network.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was 48 minutes of awesome.
I agree. I did forget to ask her if, you know, she would marry me if, you know, I'm just saying, what if, you know, kind of like, What are the odds? Like kind of like on Dumb and Dumber, like one in a million. You know what's the odds here? But I guess that'll have to wait till next time.
it was a great pleasure to talk to her. You know, she's really really funny. She was really really honest. And you know, I find it funny that at the time, you know, she when she went to audition, she hadn't even seen the show before.
You get that a lot on some of them, on them, you know, their bigger shows where they're just kind of like, I don't know what it was. I just wanted to get paid, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't blame them, you know what I mean?
Well, no, you can't blame them. So that is the special interview here on From the Command Center of Karen Ashley. She played Aisha on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I think that's it for now. Stay tuned for episode 6, where we will be tackling Power Rangers Zeo.
Are you not going to sing Happy Birthday to me?
Dude, your birthday is like 5 months ago.
Maybe next time.
Maybe if I, you know, had the interview like around your birthday, maybe she would have sung Happy Birthday to you.
You need to get her back on the horn for Christmas then. She could sing some Christmas jingle bells or something.
Wow. All right. So, yeah, next up from the Command Center is back. This is October 2011. I almost said 2010. Holy crap. 2011. And, yeah, the next episode you guys are going to hear is the Power Rangers Zeo episode. What's after that? Turbo?
Yep.
Yeah. Zeo, then Turbo. So in November, you'll get Turbo. So we are back. We are in full force. I am TF21 Mike, and you are?
Scotty Cash. Let's shift into Turbo.
Well, first we have to form the Zeo Crystal. We can't shift into Turbo yet.
Oh, let's form the Geo Crystal. And I said Geo. The Zeo Crystal. And then we can shift into Turbo.
We'll see you next time, folks.
Hey, Skull, what's that sound?
I think it's those gray guys behind you.
What gray guys? Hey, Skull.
Yeah, Bulgy.
They're coming toward us. We need the Power Rangers.
Let the power protect you.